I'm going to turn it over to Habib then.
Welcome, Dr. Daga. Appreciate your coming.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Sorry we were tied up in our corridors.
No problem at all. Thanks for your in-depth work on this bill. So appreciate that. Last time around, Representative Fletcher had asked me to answer a few more questions in a little bit more detail. So to make things more efficient, I've answered his questions, his additional questions, along with his original questions in a document, which I will pass around. That's okay.
And for the record, you should probably identify yourself.
Yeah, I'm Professor Habib Daga, University of Maine, Director of the Composite Center. And the section that the questions were around relates to the 25 megawatt demonstration project, Stepping Stone project, and specifically milestones in terms of where the jobs will be created, what kind of jobs, what is the timeline for those jobs. So this document here is a fairly extensive analysis of all those questions. The questions are in dark bold, and the answer to each question, including charts and numbers, follow as well. One of the major questions that we were left last time is on page 2 that I handed out. The question is, how does the PUC evaluate proposals for this offshore wind farm, and how do these proposals ensure that Maine, the Maine taxpayers, is getting the most benefit from commercial development in Maine? So page 2 has specific items labeled A, B, C, D, E through F, that of how the developers and that would submit proposals for this 25 megawatt stepping stone farms would be evaluated. A is experience for developing these offshore farms, and specifically what kind of experience was needed, the financial strength and ability of the company, and specifically what kind of financial strength and ability we're looking for. For the 25 megawatt farm, we're looking at about $150 million financial capacity project. When we scale up to a 1,000 megawatt farm, there would be about a $4 billion financial capacity that we'd be looking to do. This is guidance that Representative Fletcher asked. We'd like to figure out how to review these proposals, and these are specific guidance there. Another item C is plans to expand this pilot project into a gigawatt scale farm. How do you evaluate that? Item D, job creation in Maine and purchasing local content is critical. And the questions that Representative Fletcher asked is, what would be the criteria for purchasing local content? How do we evaluate these proposals? Some of the suggestions here is that this 25 megawatt project would be roughly about a $150 million project that should create about 585 jobs a year for 2 years during construction, and up to 50 jobs for maintaining this facility afterwards. And the data for that is in there. And, of course, these companies will be evaluated, should be evaluated, in terms of how many of these jobs are created here in Maine. So now that you have some specifics, Representative Fletcher and the rest, to evaluate those proposals and say, have you created those jobs in Maine, and how did you create those jobs, where those jobs will be? Part C are the plans for investments in Maine manufacturing facilities, including component turbines, blades, foundations, and maintenance facilities to allow Maine to maximize its job creation and become an export center for this technology in the state. So item E talks about specifics. We're looking at the company going from a 25 megawatt project to about a 500 to 1,000 megawatt project. That would be about a $4 billion investment into the state. And so these are the kinds of criteria we would use to ensure the company is going to make those investments in the state of Maine. And item F is cooperating with the university to take advantage of all the investments the state and the federal government is making in the university is another criteria that will be used. And the university will be working to ensure that whatever developer works on this project is going to help maximize the benefit for the state. So this was a major question left last time. Now you have specifics, Representative Fletcher, to evaluate those proposals. The other thing you asked me, the rest of the questions were all answered. I'm not going to, but they're in there for us to all look and see. The other question was, provide a timeline and milestones for this program. And so what I've done is on the last page, page 7, is added a set of timelines and specific milestones for the program over the next 20 years. I don't pretend I can predict what happens over 20 years, but I took my best shot at it and talked to our economists at the university. So if you'd like, I can walk you through that real quick. On page 7 is a timeline starting from 2010 and ending in 2030. In 2010, the goal is to is really an R&D program at this stage of the game. There are milestones, locations of those activities, what kind of investments would be needed, and the job creation in Maine for each activity. And that's how the table is divided up. So in 2010-2012, we're looking at building, that's what we're doing today with funding from DOE, build a third-scale floating wind turbine. And the goal is to put that in the Monhegan test site, which was approved on December 15th. That's a $12 million project already funded by DOE. We won that competitively through DOE. That has created already 50 jobs in the state of Maine, so that's good. We also have received a $12.4 million NIST grant, Department of Commerce grant, to build a lab at the university. And that will create 300 full and part-time construction jobs over the next year. So that's what happens over the next 2 years. Once we put that in the water and shake the bugs out of that third-scale unit, then we graduate to a bigger unit in 2012 and 2014, between that time frame. The goal is to put a 3 to 5 megawatt full-size unit in the water, just one, and design it, build it here in Maine, maximize the supply chain in the state. That's about a $60 million DOE request. That actually I'm going to be at DOE on Thursday meeting with the Assistant Secretary to talk about this project. And that will create about 125 jobs a year for the next 3 years, designing, building, and deploying a 3 to 5 megawatt full-scale unit. In 2014 and 2016, that's when the 25-megawatt pilot project we've been talking about would kick in. That would be about $150 to $200 million project, funded mostly through private investment, though we hope that DOE would also put money into it. The Obama administration has $48 million in the FY11 budget to help actually pay up to 20% of the cost of those kinds of demonstration floating offshore wind projects. So if we can establish a contractor here in Maine, we could attract some of those DOE dollars to the state. We're looking at, if we build that, the first year of that project in 2014 would be 50 jobs added, and then in 2015 and 16, about 585 full-time jobs are added. Once that facility, that 25-megawatt facility, is operational in 2016, following that, there'd be about 50 full-time jobs in maintenance and operation on that facility. So following that, once we build the 25-megawatt pilot line and develop the manufacturing supply chain in the state, then the next step is to expand that 25-megawatt project into a 500 to 1,000-megawatt project. That would be operational in 2020, and the preparation to that would be 2018, 2019, and 2020. So it's taking that 25-megawatt pilot project and turning it into a 500 to 1,000-megawatt. That would be about a $2 to $4 billion project, again, 10 to 50 miles offshore, that would be privately funded. And the jobs that would be created in that would be about 4,500 jobs in 2018, 2019, and 2020. That assumes that none of the turbines are made in Maine and none of the blades are made in Maine. If the blades and turbines are made in Maine, that number will grow. And finally, once we've built that first commercial project, which is in a 500-1,000-megawatt scale, then we turn into a commercial operation between 2020 and 2030. In that time frame, we're looking at adding another 4,000 megawatts of offshore wind capacity in the 10 to 50 miles offshore beyond site. That would attract up to $20 billion in private investment to the state and would create between 7 and 15,000 jobs a year during that period of time. The 7,000 job is a low ball, assuming that we don't make the turbines and we don't make the blades in Maine. The 15,000 jobs would assume that we've been able to attract the turbine manufacturer and the blade manufacturer to the state. So that's you've asked me for specific numbers and specific milestones, and here they are. So be happy to answer questions.
I do have a question.